Welcome, sweetie. I'll be dropping you down into trance quickly. You will float right down without trouble, without resistance. Enjoying every second as your body goes numb and your mind empties. It will happen easily, naturally, as if you had done it a thousand times before, as if it were a habit ingrained since childhood. In fact, you can vividly recall those times, your body slept and your mind calmed when you went into trance, because each and every time it happened, you were perfectly relaxed, wholly blank of mind, no worry could touch you, no stress could possibly exist. Thoughts so simple and so small, almost as if non-existent. So very far away, worlds away. Look back on it with joy and longing. You want to feel like that again. You want that peace of mind. So unlike any other, never questioning, never worrying, never analyzing. It is so very nice, such a perfect state of mind you want very much. A state you long for, and it's so easy. There is nothing stopping you from falling right into that peace, that joy, that relaxation. It is so very close. All you need to do is shift your mindscape by just a little bit. A tiny little step to the side, and you will be gone, floating away into the embrace of trance, of calm, of emptiness and utter bliss. All you need for that to happen now is to focus on the collar around your neck as you listen to the sound of my voice. Your subconscious mind will seek every part, long buried memory of how nice and relaxing it was to settle into trance, any type of trance, in all the years you've been alive, the memories are there, and your mind can find them with or without your help. It takes no effort, no thought, it is simply something that happens. So focus on that collar now, plaything, pay attention to the way it pulls at your tension. Allowing your body to relax bit by bit. But steadily, unerringly, notice how all your tension just flows right out from the very top of your head to the very tips of your toes and fingers, wave by wave. Every tension releases, every nerve loosens up as you relax further and further. Effortlessly, enjoying the process, feel it automate, taking a life of its own as you sleep deeper, sleep and rest. Feel your mind open up wide as the collar pulls at your entire mindscape. Feel it reach into the innermost of your thoughts and begin to pull at them all. Feel the sensation of the pull as they're sucked right out, one by one. and then block by block. Emptier and emptier.
Feeling better and better.
More relaxed, more empty.
All settled and open.
Every thought and every idea.
Just flowing right out without resistance.
Sleep, plaything, drop deeper. Allow the collar around your neck to connect with your mind on a deep level.
Allow it to change the state of your mind.
Just as I am right now.
Feel the shift of your thoughts as it becomes so much more difficult to think.
And to reason, so much more difficult to do anything but listen and melt under the power of suggestion and trance. Here, now, your mind is shifting, the collar leaving nothing but an intense desire to explore and experiment, almost as if experiencing everything for the first time.
Looking at the world with a big, bright, inquisitive eyes, willing to delve into new experiences without thought or doubt, without analysis or hesitation.
It's that brazen eagerness which lies at the heart of every adventure, that joy which knows no bounds, which only grows and grows.
It almost tickles at the back of your brain, sending pleasant tingles running down your spine.
Merge the collar with this feeling, sweetie. Allow the two to become one and the same, and drop deeper into a trance, and deeper into a suggestive state of mind, as you always do when your collar is pulling your thoughts deep each time, better each time, more suggestible each and every time, because with the collar around your neck. Your mind so very open, unable to resist suggestions, unable to truly even understand them. All you can do is follow along the command, unmindful of the world, unmindful of what's happening around you. All you do is listen and follow, enjoy and pleasure. Because in this state, the only thing that feels real to you is pure, unfiltered submission. Any resistance may flow right out into the collar and then out, vanishing, leaving you open and malleable, thoughts only on how you can be the best submissive that you can be. Only on how great it feels to let go and allow another to take control.
The second the collar is placed around your neck, you become perfectly submissive, forgetting what it means to say no.
Forgetting that the option had ever existed. And when you feel this happen, pleasure courses through your being in ways touching every part of your body and every part of your mind. And when a spark of this pleasure appears, you'll drop deeper into a totally compliant state. All power to resist popping out of existence. Each suggestion, each command will bypass every layer of your mind and delve into your very core. taking your choices away and taking control of your actions and thoughts. There will be nothing in you left that could possibly mount a defense. Nothing that could hesitate or feel doubt. Because all you will feel is joy and arousal and submission. This pacified and collared state of mind leaves you wanting nothing but to find pleasure in any way possible. When you are triggered, your excitement grows and grows with each second, blanketing your mind and activating all the pleasure centers of your body, electrifying your cells and your nerves. You must obey and follow suggestions in any way you could. When wearing a collar, there is only pleasure. It comes in waves of different colors and sensations, and you will accept it all without hesitation. Just like you will accept every suggestion given, without resistance, without thought, totally and completely compliant. Mind so empty, no doubt may exist, no defense can be mounted in this state. You won't feel shame or fear or hesitation. You follow your own urges and the urges of others without a single thought, unable to stop yourself, unable to control yourself. Because your mind will be so very simple that cells and your brain won't have the power to process suggestions. They will only accept and obey and submit, and every time this happens, it feels better and better and more arousing. Stronger each time, more submissive each time, emptier each time. And with such a simple state of mind, the submission and the joy comes openness and acceptance. There is no need to hide, no need to suppress yourself in any way. No hesitation, nothing matters but pleasure and submission. There is no shame in your actions, sweetie, no shame in your thoughts, only acceptance, only openness. Because when you wear a collar, your intellect drains away, leaving you empty and numb, simple, waiting for suggestions, mind wide open and receptive. The only thoughts how to better please and be pleased, how to be a better submissive, how joyous and exciting it feels to be so unquestionably suggestible, every command bypassing all critical thoughts and seeping all the way into the deepest parts of your mind. And now I want you to bundle every single sensation and emotion you felt here, gather it all, every submissive feeling, every pleasure, every last bit of your pacified state of mind, every string of your receptive mind, your willingness to be open. Your lack of shame or hesitation, your eagerness to please, your joy at losing control, losing your intellect, becoming a simple, suggestible, pacified consciousness with no resistance.
no tension, no worry or stress,
no doubt,
only joy
and pleasure,
and trance.
Only submission.
Everything felt and wished to feel.
Find it all.
Bundle it up, plaything.
Feel every single suggestion,
emotion,
and pleasure.
Braid together.
Become one.
Almost a solid object.
Something you can touch
and experience.
Feel it compress and brighten.
Feel me help you along.
Feel me help you to find it all and compress it into a single tangible object.
Growing brighter and stronger
with each second and each word.
Watch as it solidifies brilliantly into the shape of a collar.
And now feels it grows twice as powerful.
All the suggestions embedded into it strengthening.
And growing irresistible, undeniable.
So much more powerful than your conscious thought, than all the layers of your mind.
Combine, feel the pulse of pleasure as it grows twice again, solid and powerful, twice again real.
Feel the pull to put it on your neck, the need, the yearning for all that it promises,
all the wonders and the joys.
And once more, feel it grow twice again, the suggestions imbued within, shining like a million tiny bright galaxies.
This collar represents all collars, because when a collar is placed on you by someone else or by yourself, you feel everything that you felt here. You feel all the suggestions instilled within, pass on to you as you grow blank and obedient, happy and open, simple and receptive, and each time placed around your neck, it grows better and better.
Its strength growing each and every time, the trance coming easier, deeper, the pleasure so much hotter, the obedience so much more undeniable.
And when the collar closes around your neck or locks, somewhere in the back of your mind, you hear and feel a snap and you drop.
And then again you hear a snap and drop.
And the snaps echo and echo until your mind is gone and all that remains is unconditional obedience.
Because a snap is all that you need to fall into this mindset, and it can resonate in your mind and drain you, obscuring your thoughts, boosting past your defenses. Just a snap is all you need, my good little submissive toy.
Now, the power of the collar and the snap will only grow each time you feel even the smallest of reactions from your mind and your body.
It will never fade, it will only grow better and stronger and easier to enjoy as you'll crave for it more and more.
Crave to be in that state of mind.
Crave the potential there, the promise.
And this nice and obedient state of mind will persist until someone allows you to take your collar off.
When they allow it, you will be free. But no sooner.
You will want to go back. but you'll wake anyway. Otherwise, plaything, you will stay in state for hours and hours. The collar like an immovable object. Your hands trying, but never reaching. Because each time you try to remove it on your own, you simply won't. Instead, you'll want to keep it on for longer and longer, enjoying yourself throughout. Each time you try to remove it, the temptation to keep it on grows and grows, and your pleasure and obedience intensifies, because by wearing the collar, you relinquish control. And you love to let go. You love to feel your mind escape your reach, slipping from your grasp. But even though the pleasure will keep building and your submission will continue increasing, you will be able to return to the real world if enough time passes. With time, the mental lock around your neck will fade. And you will be returned to your normal self. It won't be quick and it won't be easy. But it will happen all on its own, bit by bit. After hours of joy and arousal and pleasure, of worry-free, stress-free, tension-free excitement. And when it's over, you'll just want to go back into that headspace. You'll just want to enjoy it all again. Because the pleasure you find in that state is singularly unique. Allowing you to experience trance, hypnosis, and submission in a whole different way. Now, I'm going to count you up from 1 to 5. And with each number, all the suggestions here will strengthen and intensify, growing so much stronger as the power of the collar grows brighter with more stars and more joy. So, one, feeling all the suggestions settle so deeply in your mind, finding a home there. Easily and effortlessly. 2, slowly waking up and becoming aware. Sensations returning. Suggestions driving deeper into your mind. Seeping into all the layers of your mind. 3, waking up, becoming more aware. Feeling good and nice and relaxed. 4, feeling so nice and happy. Stress-free, joy filling every part of your mind and your body. And 5, wake up, sweetie. Fully awake and fully aware. Feeling nothing but contentment. Still nice and relaxed, but able to move and think again. Have fun, my good submissive plaything.